right, we got work to do. Thanks for being with me on the couch for Help Me Sips and Tips. I am Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com. That is our website. So this is what jumped out at me. This is what jumped out at me when I asked God, what is it we're covering today? It says, if you're standing in the gap or you have a husband that's not entirely delivered. If you're standing in the gap, meaning you're praying, and you have a husband who is not entirely delivered, don't give up on him or your destiny. That's what we were talking about on Tuesday. Can't give up on your destiny. Giving up on him is hindering your destiny as well. It says Isaiah 55:11 in the Amplified Classic. This is what it declares. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void without producing any effects or useless, but it shall accomplish that which I please and purpose, and it shall prosper in the things for which I sent it. That's God saying, if the word is spoken out of your mouth, it's not going to return to me void. It's not going to return to God void. So we've got to accomplish some things. We got to accomplish our goals. We got to accomplish our destiny. We got to accomplish deliverance. We've got to accomplish salvation. So the word has to go forth out of our mouths. We're going to accomplish this thing. We're going to accomplish this thing. Is the word going forth out of your mouth? Or are other words going out of your mouth that are counteracting the word? We got to sip. I will not have my words counteracting the word. Take a moment. Take a moment. Take a moment and process what I just said. We can't have our words counteracting the word, meaning the word of God. When the word of God proceeds out of our mouth, it shall accomplish that which God pleases. What pleases God more than deliverance and salvation? What pleases God more than people operating in their destiny and purpose? What pleases God more than righteousness and holiness? So I've got to make sure that what's coming out of my mouth matches the word of God. But sometimes my words, before I was properly trained, before I was delivered, before I gave God a yes, my words were counteracting the word. And then I'm wondering, how come this didn't happen? How come that didn't happen? Wait a minute. I'm counteracting some things. I'm in our book, Help for the Help Me. Get your book out. Get your Sips and Tips journal out. This is time to study and prepare yourself for the week. I'm giving you a tip and we're going to sip. So Isaiah 55:11. We got to stand on the word of God. I'm on page 19. And do what he has instructed us to do. If we want God's work to produce results, we must live our lives according to it. If we want God's word to produce, if we want to accomplish the task at hand, we got to speak it out of our mouth and then live it. And so instead of doing something contrary, now I know that sounds common and that sounds simple, but before you know it, if you're not paying attention, your words can counteract the word. So the declaration today is my words will never counteract God's word. My words will never counteract God's word. I'm on the Help for the Help Me book. We got to write this down. We got to get in our journals and write this down. You got to tip and then you got to reflect on this. When God says whatever proceeds, when we're proceeding out of the mouth of the help me, the word of God is proceeding out of your mouth. This will help you accomplish your task. This will help you accomplish what you're seeing, what you want to see. This will help you accomplish God's assignment. I know sometimes it seems like I keep praying, but are you praying God's word? Or are you praying your desires? I'm not saying anything's wrong with desires. We're talking about being suitable. I'm not saying anything's wrong with your desires, but are you praying God's word? And are your words that you're speaking lined up with the word? Because sometimes when we get frustrated, I'm going to help somebody. Sometimes when we get angry, sometimes when we see things contrary, we open our mouths. We open our mouths and say things that are contrary to our prayers, contrary to our declarations, contrary to what we want to do. We got to pray the word. We got to live the word. And we got to make sure that's all that proceeds out of our mouth. Does it line up with what we keep saying? Does it line up with what we're saying, we're praying? Does it line up with God's will for our life and God's will for our destiny, God's will for our King? That's serious. It's serious because before you know it, if you're not intentional, I know this sounds simple. Oh yeah, I already know that, but are we doing it? And are we doing it consistently? Because we can't say we believe the word, but our words counteracted it. So you cannot counteract the word and then expect it to accomplish. So God's word in Isaiah 55:11, if it proceeds out of my mouth, it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper, meaning it will produce. It will produce. And it's God's word said it's not going to return to him void. So when we speak the word, it's not going to return to him void. We want the word to return to God and line up. Line up. Line up. We got to stand on it. And we want it to prosper. So I'm declaring my words shall prosper. You know how your words can prosper? Have them line up with the Bible. Have them line up with your destiny. Have them line up with your purpose. My words shall prosper. Because they're God's words. It's not that the power is in my words. The power is in God's word, but I repeat it. I declare it. I speak it. I pray it. I help with it. Oh, I turn the corner. I turn the corner. Y'all stay with me. We help with the word. When we line up with it, when we speak it, when we know it, when we understand it, when we pray it, when we decree it, when we declare it over our King, over our destiny, it'll accomplish. We got to just check it. We have to check it so it'll prosper. We have to check it so it prospers. So if we're looking at things and it's not prospering, let's look at what our words are saying. Because we'll usually see our words come to pass. And sometimes we don't want to see those words come to pass. I know there were some words I was saying and I was actually seeing it, and I'm mad. And God was like, you spoke it. Wait a minute. No matter what, if you are going to be a helpmeet that is suitable, it doesn't matter what your husband is doing or not doing. If you are suitable, you stick with the word. See, we can't keep looking at somebody else and deciding, if I look at what he's doing, am I going to stay with the word? No. What I do, what I say, what I pray is according to the word. It's not according to someone else's behavior, what they're doing, what they're saying, where they are. It's not according to any of that. When we become Christians, God's expectation is we're going to do what his word says to do. We're not moved by other people or moved by what other people are doing. We're only accountable for us. So we're missing out by speaking something that we're seeing versus something that God said. We're missing out. And we can't be suitable. No, we're not suitable when we're speaking what we see. Versus what God said. We're not suitable. Go back to last week's sips and tips. If we're speaking what we're seeing, we're already not suitable. Can't be suitable and speak what you see unless what you're seeing is lining up with the word. But that's the point is, stick with the word of God. It shall accomplish that which God pleases. What pleases God? More than his word. It shall accomplish that which I please. God is telling us, you say what pleases me. You say what pleases me. I'm going to speak what pleases God so it'll accomplish my task. because I don't want it to return to God void, empty. God is like, words that aren't mine, they come to me void and empty. Not veto. Veto. That's not my word. If you spoke something that's not my word, veto. Because his word does not return to him void, empty, or vain. His word accomplishes. So if we're going to accomplish our task, then our words have to line up with his will. It shall accomplish that which I please. God is saying, if you want your words to accomplish something, it has to please God. The words have to please God. So as a helpmeet that is suitable, your words please God. Mm-hmm. Your words shall please God. It shall accomplish that which he pleases. Oh, because he's not going to accomplish something or do something that does not please him, that does not line up with his will or his word. Not going to happen. So we need to stop speaking it. We need to stop saying it. And even stop thinking it when you really grow. Oh, because your thoughts have power. That's a whole different, oh my God. That's a different tip. As a man, oh, some of y'all already know where I'm going next. Woo! When you really mature, it changes in your mind also. Changes in your mind. Stop putting information about your king on the live. Don't do that. You do what you're supposed to do. You do what God says to do. You study. You pray. You decree. You declare. But stop putting information about your king on the lives. Don't do it. That's disrespectful. Dishonorable. Don't do it. You say, what do I need to do to be a better helpmeet? What do I need to do to line up with God? What do I need to do to pray and line up? That's what we do. I'm not angry. I just am very strict about that. You don't put what your king is doing. You put what you need to do. What God told you to do. What God said for you to do. Not what someone else is doing. That's not how God works. Speak God's word. If you need help with that, then you got to sign up for get some webinars. Get some teaching, get some books. Do you have the book? Do you have the webinars? Because if you don't get resources, you probably won't be able to combat at all. Got to counteract the enemy with God's word, not with telling other people, bunch of people that don't need to know your business. Amen? Just trying to help. Just trying to help. But as a man thinks, so is he. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Help for the help me. The person who wrote that, get the book. You couldn't have it. You if you have it, you didn't read it. Get your resources. Get your webinar. Get a mentor. Get a coach. Because if you read this book, you won't be doing that. No. You will not be doing that. So get what you need to get your help. Because becoming a help me, that's suitable. Yep, that's what you need to do. Line up, no matter what other people are doing. You can't really stop anybody, but you can influence them to be back in with the Lord. Back in with the Lord. All right, get the book, get the workbook, get the webinars. Get some teaching. Get some help. Line up with God's will so that you speak, again, you speak what pleases God. Speak what pleases God. That's what we're talking about. Speak what pleases God. And then he gives us direction because it's pleasing him, right? It's pleasing him. Think about it. Would you go to someone's house if all that they're talking about is something that doesn't please you? Would you hang around? Oh, that's good to me. I'm going to sip on that for myself. Would you spend a lot of time with someone who's always speaking something that does not please you? Would you be around them? Would you surround yourself? God wants to surround himself with people who speak his word. Speak what pleases him. Oh, God. Speak what pleases God, and he spends more time with you. That he's spending more time because he's able to speak to you. Oh, now you're talking my language. Here, do this. Now you're speaking what I want to hear. Do this. Add this. Don't do this. Stop doing that. Work on this. I mean, I'm telling you, when you start speaking God's language, he starts speaking back, giving you instructions, giving you strategies, telling you how to heal, telling you how to walk this thing, how to do it, how to be lined up with him. My Lord. Yes. So the words I speak please God, so he can come to me. He can speak to me. He can hang around a little longer, because if he's hearing words that are contrary to his will, contrary to his word, I'm out. That's the same thing we would do. I'm out. You all are talking about something that is not me. Yeah, you're talking about something that is not lined up with where I'm going. We're going to speak, guys. We're going to say it. We're going to pray it until we see it. And then when we see it, we're going to protect it. All being lined up with God's word. Okay. Well, this was a great help me tip and sip. Let me finish my water. I'm going to be good. Because if this was sparkling juice, it would have been done already. So I got to treat this water the same way. I'm going to speak what pleases God, because I want it to accomplish. Let's say it differently. Help me speak words that please God. Help me. I'm trying, y'all, with this water. Just doesn't go down quite the... It goes down good, though. I'm trying to work it. Help me speak words that please God. Yes, I did it. Nobody judge me that that's a little small glass. I'm working on it. Help me speak words that please God. All right, today put the book emoji up if you have this book and workbook, because I've had a lot of help meets that have said, God said to reread. Not even me. God said, reread. You're in a different season. Reread is not in your heart. Reread. You forgot some things. Reread. I'm trying to talk to you. Reread. Reread. You'll see something new. Reread. You'll get energized. Reread. You'll be able to speak. You shift your words to line up with God's will. Reread. Thank you for the book emojis. Get your book and workbook, so your words line up, your attitude lines up, your behavior lines up with God's word. Because this book is full of scriptures. This book is full of scriptures. I see the book. I see the book emojis. Thank you all. Thank you all. Reread. Restudy. Look at it again. When I look at it again, I'm like, oh, that's different now. Oh, he's in a different place, so I'll do that differently. Oh, I haven't done that in a while. Oh. I gotta remember that. Get your book, get your workbook. So go to GeraldandYvette.com. Something God is doing, shifting. This is a good gift. If you know somebody that's struggling, get it as a gift. If you know someone that's getting ready to get married, get this as a gift. Get some and give them away. Go to your church, go to your job, buy a couple. And these, like, Lord, let me bless you. And I'm going to tell a funny story and then I'm going to go. We were in the grocery store and this couple was walking in front of us. And my husband was like, did you hear that? He was listening to them. And the husband said, stop walking in the middle of the road. And she said, I'll walk in the middle of the road if I want to. And he said, well, that's stupid. She said, you're stupid. Wait, what? I said, we need cards. We need cards. Like, what? That, not suitable. At least not a suitable moment. That's not a suitable moment. My Lord. I know we all mess up, but Lord have mercy. It was funny. He was like, did you hear that? He's so used to being around help meets. He forgot. That's not all. You run the help meet army. You're around women who know better. So get the book. Help someone else out. So order some books and workbooks on the website. Encourage people. Tell them, please, When you hear certain things, when someone says, oh, I'm not going to, I got just the book for you. I got just the book for you. Woo! You thought it was so weird when you saw women submitting into, you think it is weird, except it's word. It's not weird, it's word, but we don't always see it. We don't always see that. And we just gotta, we've gotta do better. We've gotta do better that when we see it more often, submission, because that's God's word. That's God's word. If we're gonna say his word, we gotta say the word submission. Let it come out of your mouth. If I had another sip, I would. All right. Yeah. When we know better, we do better. Yes. Become the example you've never seen. Come on. Become the example you didn't get. Become the example you wish you had. Become it. Become it. Become the example you wish you had. Ooh, that's good. I like that. I like that. We're going to work on that. All right, so I'll see you all Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. I enjoy you all. I enjoy you all when you come and sit with me. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for letting other people know. Share the tips. Say, look, this is what I'm learning. This is what I'm learning. This is what I wish I knew. And here you go. A resource I wish I had before I messed stuff up. Because I wish I knew. My goodness, I could have saved myself a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, my kids, oh Lord, everything. But that's okay. Get it now, and now I'll help others get it faster. Amen. If you need a coach, I'm doing some more one-on-ones, and I'm raising up others that are doing one-on-ones, because thank God for the ministry growing. We have so many people doing one-on-one coaching that I can't keep up with the schedule myself. So I am training other Help Me coaches. So people are doing their first sessions with me. We're getting people on all together. And then they're utilizing some of my new certified Help Me coaches. Because that's good news that we've got so many people that want to learn and do one-on-one coaching. Or you can do mentoring through the Help Me Army. But I shared this year, and I don't have all the details. But just for those who are not in the Army, we are going to open up some of our boot camps. Not all of the boot camp, because the boot camps are about my mentees in the Army, but we're going to be going to certain cities. So I might be coming to a city near you next year. Trust me, our training is worth the trip. My Army will tell you, our trainings are worth the trip. Yeah. Okay. Amen. So I'll get that information coming soon. Start praying and asking God, should I travel? Oh, yes. It's worth it. You got to know you're worth it. But membership definitely has its privileges, because my mentees get a whole 2 days of training, because that's what we do. We train to reign. All right. I will see you Tuesday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go to GeraldandYvette.com for resources, information, and what you need to sign up for the mentoring program. If God told you to sign up, I just felt that in my spirit. Somebody on here was told, God told you to sign up for the Army, and you didn't. Don't end the year without signing up. Don't do that. You don't do that. Someone that's on right now, felt it in my spirit, someone that's on right now, God told you, not me, God told you to sign up for the mentoring group, and you did not. Do not end the year without signing up. I promise you, it's worth it. Your marriage is worth it. You're worth it. God's worth it. All right. So someone was supposed to sign up for the Army and didn't. That doesn't just go for the mentoring program. If there are things God told you to do before the end of the year, get them done. I say it that way. If there are things that God told you to do and you haven't done them, get them done. If that's purchasing things, if that's sowing seed, if that's saying, apologizing, or God wants me to say that, if it's apologizing, if it's letting things go, if it's doing things the way he asked you to, if it's being in the mentoring group, if it's getting signing up for whatever God told you to do, get it done. Mm-hmm. Get it done. Just do it. Just do it. Don't go in without doing it, without taking care of it. Just don't do it. And don't inbox me and say it's me. What don't just do it. Just go on the website and take care of it if it's mentoring. Go on the website and sow a seed if it's sowing a seed. Go on someone else's website if that's who we told you. I'm not just talking about us. I'm talking about getting it done. Because obedience is definitely greater than sacrifice. Get it done. All right. That was the extra for a very important tip. All right. I'll see you all on Tuesday.